Welcome back.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you.
Dreams were your ticket out.
You really don't have to. Okay.
Welcome back.
No, really, you're far too kind. Thank you. Okay, yeah, there's something a bit gratuitous about producing my own welcome back intro to the Daily Podcast. So let's just move on to what you've come to know and love. It is the Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody, back from our fall vacation, which felt like a summer vacation on the John DiBella Show. Ah, there we go. That feels better. It's Dave Gibson here with all the best stuff from this morning, Monday, September 10th. My God, how is it getting to be the middle of September already? Well, that's just life. I can't believe fill in the blank was only fill in the blank ago. Yeah, that's how it works. But in order to not let the world pass us by, let's recap what just happened a few hours ago. That's what we do every day. Thanks for checking it out. Appreciate it as always. It's rainy, in case you haven't gotten out of bed yet. Yes, that's what's in store for you for probably some time to come, especially if this hurricane makes its way up the East Coast to us this week. And speaking of sleep, if you're deprived of it, you may be doing certain things that we heard about in a poll today. Over the weekend, Serena Williams had a meltdown at the U.S. Open tennis tournament. Other sports stadiums around the country are copying off of something we've had here for quite some time. Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco is back, had a great chat with him, and of course, we had plenty to thin the herd with today, and Amazon automation is starting to take shape in big cities around the country. We had all that and more, and you can get it right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Six degrees outside right now. It's going to be humid. It's going to be rain. There's going to possibly be thunderstorms this afternoon. And that's basically going to be the forecast for days on end. We might see some lightning up on Thursday, but only on Thursday, because Florence is coming up the coast. Right, and supposedly we'll see the effects of that on Friday. I had road closures this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, you know, I was going back roads, but all of a sudden it's like, what? What the hell? Right, and the ground's so damn soft, stuff is just falling over. Yeah.
They're not even going to finish that golf tournament at Aronimi.
Well, they're supposedly right now it's starting after 8.
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving. I have tickets for yesterday's round.
Really?
Yeah,
that's right, you do.
Yeah, I do.
You never got to go there.
I'll report back from the course.
Oh, that's great.
We'll finish the last
hour
with
you
Steve
can leave
on the
late.
Our man on the course segment.
I have a funny feeling you can leave late.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
I found this list. A new survey asked parents what strange things they've done because of their sleep deprivation. And these are the top 10 answers. I'm curious, with the two of you, you're beyond the newborn point, but more than likely you're still having your, I've got a, you know, 18-month-old living in a house problems.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask. Tried to wash clothes in the toilet. You ever try to do that?
No, not there yet.
No. Poured baby formula into their coffee?
No.
Desperate times, man.
No.
About to do it here if we don't start getting creamer.
Ours would have been breast milk, though.
That's true.
Right.
Work, actually.
Texted their boss thinking they were texting their significant other.
Oh, God. My boss, but other people. Contractors I've had over.
I think I've gotten them from the both of you to tell you the truth.
I might start texting Bill as if I'm texting Kristen on purpose.
All right. Took a shower fully clothed. Who the hell does that?
No.
Give me a break. Right. I tried to make a phone call on the TV remote.
No.
This is all because
of
sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you have to be pretty deprived.
This one, it left the house totally or partially naked.
What?
That only happens in dreams.
Or Ambien.
Yeah.
All right. Opened the fridge looking for your shoes.
No.
Although
his shoes, maybe.
Wait a second.
What's that?
Aren't you the one who found
going.
The toaster in the refrigerator?
That's exactly. I did once put the toaster back in the fridge.
Okay. Right. Story.
Yeah.
Waited for a stop sign to turn green.
Wow.
I've done that, and there is no baby in my life. All right. Drove to work without dropping the kids off at school first.
Oh, dude.
And started cooking dinner at breakfast time.
In a perfect
no,
world.
No. That doesn't start until about 9:05. As soon as I talk to Lisa, as soon as they get off the air, what do you want for dinner?
That's right.
I haven't had breakfast yet, please. What do I want for dinner?
The John DiBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
The U.S. Open came to an end, and Serena Williams lost.
Yes.
Right?
Her mind.
She lost her mind. I don't know if you heard any of this. This is, I mean, here's what happened. There is a rule in tennis that says you cannot be coached while you're playing.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Pretty
which,
bizarre.
Which makes no sense.
Imagine
really.
If that applied to every sport.
All right, you know. And I guess her coach, because her coach admitted to doing it.
Right.
I guess her coach was giving us some sort of hand signals, you know, from the stands or something like that. But she goes over to the umpire, and she starts to explain to him rationally. Although what you hear here, I don't know if this is necessarily mm-hmm. the most rational thing one could say.
We don't have any code, and I know you don't know that, and I understand why you may have thought that was coaching, but I'm telling you it's not. I don't cheat to win. I'd rather lose. I'm just letting you know.
Right? No.
I have never cheated in my life. I have a daughter, and I stand what's right for her, and I've never cheated.
Verbal abuse.
$17,000 for verbal abuse.
Ouch.
$17,000. And the idea of bringing up, I have a daughter.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Your daughter isn't even 18 months old, maybe 2 years. Come on. How many times, you know, and look, she has been, the whole, you know, mother thing has been a problem for her all season.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand on her side for that, but not for this.
Yeah.
Not for this.
You say I have a kid when you're getting held up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know. But there's a plus side to it. I mean, you could take this rationale and work it out for other people and help them.
Want to know exactly how to behave in any social situation? Introducing the Serena Williams School of Etiquette.
And what should I say if I'm hosting a fancy dinner and one of my guests puts his or her elbows on the table?
I want an apology!
Serena Williams will tell you the perfect thing to say, no matter what happens.
What if I'm sipping tea and the person sitting with me refuses to put her pinky up?
I demand an apology!
The Serena Williams School of Etiquette.
Thank you for all of your tips, Serena. Oh, wait, I forgot to curtsy.
I want an apology.
I'm so sorry.
Enroll today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Well, you know, we were talking football earlier. We did not mention the Browns game.
Yeah, right? That was a wild ending.
Which no one is getting free beer for. Right?
They didn't lose, though.
They didn't lose, but no one's getting free beer because they also didn't win.
Yep.
And out in Vegas, you know, the Raiders are moving there. New stadiums will be done in 2020. Making a big deal out of this, the fact that along with their the new stadium, which will feature retractable doors, glass dome roof, grass field, and a small jail and courtroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Already got one of those.
Yep. Beat you to it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
This gentleman will be at the Wells Fargo Center on Thursday, and tickets are still available. The Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. It is the one, the only, my Gumbade, Sebastian Maniscalco. Good morning, Sebastian.
What's going on? How we been over there?
We've been okay. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. We just went to Italy with the family. Actually, my mother's first time in Italy. She's 73 years old.
Oh, my God.
So we took her back, and now she wants to go back every month. So mom had a good time.
You and I have talked food and Italian things time and time again. You married a woman who has no understanding of Italian food.
No.
But you worked at an Olive Garden?
Yeah, I worked at Olive Garden when I was 16 years old. So when I came home and told my dad I was working at the Olive Garden, you know, he was like, I can't believe it. Your grandparents had an Olive Garden. Now you're going to work at an Olive Garden? I go, hey, it's a restaurant. He thought I was working the fields. So I'm at the Olive Garden, and the problem I had working there was when somebody had a birthday, you had to get all your fellow fellow gardeners to go over to the table to sing the birthday song.
Right.
And nobody wanted to do it. So every time somebody asked me, hey, you know, the birthday and table 16, I would kind of go over there and I didn't know the song. I didn't take the time to learn it. Kind of mumble through.
Right.
But there was one time where I had to go to my table to do it. I couldn't get anybody, and I didn't know the song. I had to do it a cappella.
Now, you talking about the basic happy birthday to you song, or was there a special?
No, there's always a twist.
From the pasta we make to the lasagna we bake, happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I'm like, oh, God. So that's why I didn't learn the song. I was not a big birthday guy back then. But yeah, Olive Garden, you know, everybody knocks on the garden, but I got to tell you, I mean, they got a nice little spaghetti over there that they make.
Okay.
You know, I'm Italian. I shouldn't even say that, but when I was working there, it was delicious.
Sebastian, what did you do there? Were you the cheese sprinkler, perhaps?
You know what bothered me? Everything at the Olive Garden is free. Free breadsticks, free refills, free salad.
Right.
I didn't make any money.
So you're in Italy with the family, all right? Right now, did your daughter go too? Did you bring the baby?
Yeah. So my daughter's 16 months. So we bring her wherever we go. We took her to Sicily, and then we took her to Tuscany. And you know, when you travel, and my baby's what, 23 pounds? When you travel with a 23 pound baby, you got to bring 123 pounds of equipment.
Yeah.
I told myself I was never going to do this, but I'm the father in the airport with the baby seat strapped to his back, bringing a crib. I got diapers. I've never seen so many wipes. Everything, when you have a baby, everything is get out the wipes. I'm like, oh, here we go. And my baby eats like a great white shark. It's amazing. She was wolfing. My baby had muscles. Right? I mean, what 16 months is having muscles for dinner? But it's all good. We really enjoy having a daughter. I mean, you know, once you have a kid, you're especially me. She's got me wrapped around her finger.
Hey, are you in a new Scorsese movie?
Yeah, so 2019, this movie's going to come out. It's called The Irishman, and it's based on a true story about how Jimmy Hoffa kind of got murdered.
Okay.
And I play Crazy Joe Gallo. So,
oh, my God.
This thing.
Sebastian, know him. He was my cousin.
Gallo was your cousin?
Yes, he was.
What?
Yeah, he was. Well, he was my
claim.
No, he was my second cousin.
Oh, my God.
Sebastian, I didn't find out until I was 21 years old. That he was my cousin.
Really?
My father would keep us away from all of that stuff. And some great aunt of mine died, and I went to the wake, and I'm walking around, and I see all these guys walking around in trench coats, and I can't figure out who the hell these people are. And I turned to my father, and I said, what are these guys in the trench coats doing here? He goes, oh, they're cops. I said, why are they cops at Aunt Millie's funeral? Right? And he goes, because your cousin's coming. I said, my cousin? Who? What cousin is the cops interested in? He goes, Joe Gallo. I said, Joe Gallo, page 3 of the Daily News, Joe Gallo. And he goes, yeah. How come you never told me? And he goes, you didn't need to know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known. I could have called you for some character.
Hey, I only met him once at a funeral. I couldn't tell you much more other than, you know, he had a panther in his basement.
Yeah, no, I read that he had a panther that he used to keep at the house. But yeah, he was from what I read was
crazy.
Crazy.
yes, crazy. Well, you have had one hell of a Goomba year. So how is it doing arena shows? I mean, you know, you've done clubs, you've done theaters. Doing an arena has got to be just drastically different.
For me being Italian, and you know, you go to Italian weddings, right? Mm-hmm. They do it up.
Right.
The sweet table, the food, the ice sculptures. So for me, I'm treating this like an Italian wedding. I'm going all out.
I see.
There's a lot of production value.
All right. So if it's like an Italian wedding, when everybody leaves, do they get those little almonds?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to have almonds on their seats. What were those almonds, by the way? Who decided that that's like a delicious snack?
They were terrible. They were absolutely terrible. They were Jordan almonds. That's what they're known. And it's just an almond with this candy coating on it. And the candy coating was disgusting.
Sound like tooth crackers.
Right. They were.
Yeah.
They were. And then when you mix it with the taste of the almond, it got worse.
Oh, it was awful. And it came in that little white mesh.
Mesh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. With the ribbon. I didn't bring up the mesh because I didn't think you would know what it was.
No, yeah, the mesh thing. You go to an Italian wedding, people are leaving. The last one I went to, they brought out styrofoam take-home containers.
Containers?
Yeah. And they're going to the sweet table taking home cookies. What are you doing? Yeah, I mean, you go to Italian weddings, there's always material there.
Sebastian Maniscalco will be at the Wells Fargo Center on Thursday. There are still some tickets available through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. My man, I love you. I'm so happy for you. All right, I mean, this is going to be a great night. Good luck to you, and hopefully someday you will be in the studio with us again.
Yeah, no, I know. I got to thank you for supporting me all these years. You know, it's guys like you take a chance on an unknown comedian coming into studio to promote his shows, and I really do appreciate it. So thanks again.
We always hope there might be almonds.
Yeah, I'm upset the last time I came in, I didn't get like a take-home snack.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
John Foster is a listener who sends me stories all the time that he finds that are, you know, weird, wacky, right? And most times the stories that he sends me, I've already found. Well, he beat me to this one. That's for damn sure.
Nice.
An explosion in Bridgeport, Connecticut had state police, state fire officials, the state police bomb squad, the Bridgeport police and fire departments, along with the city's fire marshal's office at the scene. City officials say a woman was injured after she thought she was lighting a candle. Actually turned out to be a quarter stick of dynamite.
Oh, God.
She's alive?
Right. I wonder where that mouse went. Authorities say a second device was found inside the home. The woman's hands received significant amount of damage.
Yeah.
She was taken to a hospital, and according to officials, the bomb squad may take the explosive for detonations to Seaside Park or West Beach. You know as well as I do that they're going to take those damn things to the parking lot outside and just blow the damn thing.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, we go to Niceville, Florida, where a man had a hankering for some cookies.
Okay.
All right, he decided to use his George Foreman grill to make these cookies. Well, sadly, the decision resulted in the grill catching fire. When he tried to extinguish them with a towel, things got worse.
Okay.
Firefighters eventually had to pull this man out of a blazing building because he didn't seem to realize the gravity of the situation he was in, which might have been because he was naked, was high, and had been drinking 2 liters of vodka since 9 a.m. that morning. Yeah.
In the herd.
Dave?
I got a guy who really went out of his way to get arrested. A 32-year-old guy in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada.
I purposely make sure Dave gets
the
bad name.
Thank you for that. Yeah, he was out with his friends at the bar last week, and he wanted to drive, but his friends were responsible and said, nah, bro, you're too drunk. So he got in his car and drove to a police station to take a breathalyzer test to prove to his friends that he was fine to drive. The cops gave him the test, and at 1.5 times the legal limit, the only thing he proved to his friends is what an idiot he was as he got arrested for DUI.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there's a 51-year-old guy named Roy Mewell in Yeovil, England.
All right.
Back in 2016, he was estranged from a woman named Kay Kimberly. Right, but they broke things off. He was engaged, not estranged. Okay. He was engaged to a woman named Kay Kimberly, but they broke things off. He kept trying to get her back, and it got so bad that she had to put a restraining order up against him. And last summer, he came up with one more scheme. Or this summer, he came up with one more scheme. He wrote a letter to her pretending to be the ghost of her dead mother.
What?
Okay, in letter form. Yeah, you know, maybe a phone call might have worked.
It's right? A
British
thing.
In letter form, right? And the letter told Kay that she should get back together with Roy. Well, Kay realized that the letter wasn't coming from the beyond because the postmark was all wrong. It said Yeovil, England. All right? Roy was just sentenced to 4 months in prison for violating the restraining order.
In the herd.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Remember we talked about this a while ago, that Amazon is opening up these cashierless grocery stores?
Yeah.
Right. They just opened up one in Seattle, and they plan to open up a new one where? Where can the next one be?
Portland.
Right. Nope.
That's a good guess.
No, it's going to be East Coast.
New York.
It's always
you
New
got
York.
It.
It's always New York.
New York City. It's going to be in New York City. A cashierless grocery store in New York City.
Not going to work.
What do you think the chances of these people getting ripped off are? I mean, for every one thing they sell, three things are going to walk out the door.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.